about an addition I need to make to the prophecy book. Need to add another chapter at least and probably weave it in a little bit better toward the end. Or maybe not. Maybe I just need the extra chapter. This is the chapter that gives the results of Davor's last prophecy, which is that Mishiana's unborn daughter is going to be the deliverer. Now, this is a concept that is mentioned in the book from Kiami, that one day, you know, evil will be parted, things will seem dire, and there will be a deliverer, which will lead the nation back to the Lord. In relation to that, there's several things happening. Number one, Mishiana is pregnant and large with child. In time that has passed. Well, she is nearing the end of her pregnancy. And because of this prophecy, she chooses to cloister herself. She's converted part of her apartments into her own private nursery. She's going to do all that she can to protect this child from harm, from any kind of harm. The queen is unhappy, to say the least. This challenges her newfound sense. Samantha's gone. There is now no challenger to the queen. There's no way telling the queen or running the queen. She is her own person. And the thought that there's this little girl that might be able to, that is going to bring on this wonderful new thing, deliverance from the darkness sort of a situation. She is probably the prime suspect in trying to make sure that this child is destroyed early. So Michiana is staying away from her, too. The big question is where to put this in the story. Now, it needs to happen before all of the final things, of course. I don't know if it's really part of the choice thing, the final judgment type thing. I think it has to happen before that, too. I think it needs to happen before the really ill name To Love and Have Lost, which is kind of the coming together of Westland and Davor and Ennis. Because it seems like the queen has already kind of tightened her grip on Davor, that he's not going to be able to just be a nice person out there. She wants to keep better control of him, because now he isn't, you know, stirring up discord. So we're going to change that now because we're going to have to extend the time. This is all, it's all a little too compressed. We're not going to be able to conceive and birth a child in this period. So it's going to need to be, it's going to be, need to be drawn out a little bit more than I had originally written for. Not that I had written with any great insight into these things. I don't know why I'm trying to continue to protect the whole question of whether Julia's father is Wesleyan or Lanolil. But I'm going to continue to do it. I don't even remember if it was really that much of a real feature in Godsend. But it's in my head, so I'm going to try to keep up appearances. So everything that's going on in the story that seems to just take weeks is going to have to stretch out into more months, into nearly a year. Which I don't think is terribly problematic. I don't think I'll have to change a lot in the stories. This happens before Melisandre is murdered. So yeah, it might be just before To Love and Have Lost. It seems to fit right there. The one last prophecy. So we need to do another chapter in there. Not a particularly long. But, you know, that'll take care of... I think that'll take care of our larger... But this needs to be in there. We really haven't said anything about Julia. We haven't, you know... There's no hook here in prophecy for the deliverer, which is such a visceral part of Godsend. There's nothing in prophecy yet to take care of that. So we need to make sure that hook is in, so that what makes sense later on in Godsend isn't just in, you know, comes out of the blue. We don't need that. So yeah, the new chapter just before the three meet and say, okay, this is how we're going to reinvest Waking. This isn't really any of Ennis's business, so I don't think he's going to be, you know, he's just going to put this aside. This is something that doesn't pertain to him. He certainly has stirred up the commoners. I don't know exactly how this is going to be broadcast, but and as usual, when you don't know how something happened, you don't even mention it. You just say, Endeavor's pronouncement spread like wildfire through every level of society. And then we can talk about what effect it has on everyone. The Queen feels threatened. Messiana gets really protective. Molds is the one that says it's in Kiami's book. This deliverer is in Kiami's book. Of course, that's where they're going to say, well, it's going to be a girl. You go, well, we'll see. And in fact, it is a girl that Miss Sheanna births. Although it's not going to be a huge, big, huge thing. Except to know that Kiami has already said it's going to be a girl, and she is going to be as great as Sarah Dio and bring the people back to God. Whether they want to be brought back to God or not. So.
Oops. Wow. It's open to me. Excellent.
Well, there.
Okay. So that's, I need another chapter, and we'll go on from there.